You're listening to a Franciscan Voice podcast, your voice for all things good.
So this morning, let's look at the Apostle Peter, who's a central figure in today's first reading. Remember now, back to the Gospels, we can easily describe Peter as impulsive, even at times laughably so. Think about it. He's a fisherman. And twice he jumps into the water with his clothes on. One has to admit his impulsivity was fueled by a great energy, which helps us to come to know Peter in the Gospels as a disciple of Jesus who was always thinking. If there was a question, he immediately had an answer. A problem, he came up with a solution. If he was given options, he'd make a decision. And on the flip side of his personality, if Peter heard silence, he started talking right away. For him, disagreement was a challenge. And when he thought someone was wrong, even Jesus, he came up with a correction. The one thing about Peter is that without a doubt, he was a man of action. Now let's look at him again in today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter found a man named Aeneas who had been confined to bed for 8 years and was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed." And he got up at once. Look at how Peter has changed from the one who denied Jesus 3 times to the one who is now healing in Jesus' name. And look at what God did with Peter. Peter, the one with great energy, but even more importantly, he was someone who was open and wanted to grow, to become a better person. Looking back into the Gospels, we can see how over their time together, Jesus shaped and he molded Peter. Listening and responding to Jesus in their conversations, Peter matures. And sharing so many experiences with Jesus, his character was shaped in a way that became more and more like Christ, slowly, incrementally, over time. When Peter becomes the leader of the Christian community in Acts, his ego was such that he wasn't threatened by disagreement or challenge or even his own potential to mess things up. He had learned to take things seriously and in stride, to adapt and to change, and to move forward in a way that had purpose and was with energy. The Christian author C.S. Lewis has a good insight into how people like Peter, and like you and me, change and grow over time. It's something that happens gradually, for Lewis says, people often think that Christian morality is a kind of bargain in which God says, "If you keep a lot of rules, I'll reward you. And if you don't, I'll do the other thing." Lewis disagrees and says that every time we make a choice, we're turning the very central part of ourselves, the part in each of us that chooses, into something a little different than what it was before. Consider Peter as an example. Taking his whole life, with all his innumerable choices, all his life long, he slowly turned this central thing inside of him to be in harmony with God, with other creatures, and with himself. Rather than into one that's in a state of war with God, and with its fellow creatures, with itself. Peter cooperated with God's grace to learn, to change, to grow. Indeed, God took Peter, and he drew with those crooked lines. The question Jesus has for us today, I think, is a simple one. Can we, like Peter, learn, change, and become more Christ-like? There's one line from today's reading that jumps off the page for me as a way to answer this question concretely. But first, remember when Jesus cures the paralytic in the gospel, and he says to him, "Pick up your mat and walk? Well, now think of today's passage when Peter cures the paralytic, Aeneas, and he says to him, pick up your mat and make your bed. Really? Make your bed? Something tells me that one of the lessons learned by Peter in his living with Jesus was Jesus teaching him and insisting that he make his bed on a daily basis. Why do I think this? Because making a bed builds character. In the morning, it gives us a task, as simple as it is, that is reasonable, that is good, and is completed with relative ease. Then, no matter how the day goes, we have at least one win. And a made bed also means something else. It says, I prepared something for later, for the evening, for I will return, for something must continue anew. Let me explain using Jesus' empty tomb as an example. Remember when Peter arrived at the tomb in John's Gospel? And he saw the cloth, the napkin, that had covered Jesus' face. And it was neatly folded and placed off to the side. Peter knew that the Jewish tradition of his time believed that when the master was finished with the meal, he would throw his napkin away, toss it off. But if a master folded his napkin and put it neatly to the side and walked away from the table, then the servant knew that he wasn't finished. Don't clean up, because he was coming back. In the tomb, Jesus, who I imagined made his bed every day, was saying that he wasn't finished yet. So having eventually learned his lesson in the tomb, Peter's now telling the paralytic to make his bed. Peter was telling Aeneas that he, Aeneas, was not finished, but his life was just beginning. It was an indication that the Christian disciple, that each and every one of us have more to do, to get up and to proclaim the good news that Christ is risen, and that even in our darkest days and hardest moments, hope is with us. This now slowly forms and molds our character to become more and more like Christ. So our lesson for today, perhaps it's to remember that every time we make a choice, we're turning the very central part of ourselves, the part in each of us that chooses, into something a little different than it was before. Consider our lives as a whole, with all of our innumerable choices. It's ours to turn this central thing within us, our character, to be in harmony with God, with other creatures, and with itself. And yes, it begins by responding to the words of Peter each and every morning. Jesus Christ loves and heals you. Jesus Christ loves and heals me. In his name, may we rise up each day and make our beds.
To find other episodes and more content from Franciscan Voice, follow us at our website at franciscanvoice.org.